from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Prime Minister Basdeo Pandeo wins the latest court battle for control of Trinidad and Tobago's ruling party. It will cost Cuba $30 million to buy agricultural goods from the United States. And we look back at a week when the Caribbean sun shone at the world travel market. I'm Bertrand Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Trinidad and Tobago, Ramesh Moraj has once again lost his attempt to control the name and symbol of the ruling United National Congress. The High Court today dismissed the appeal by the deputy political leader of the UNC, claiming that the Elections Commission was wrong to recognize the candidates to be proposed by political leader Basdeo Pandeo as the authentic slate of the party. However, the Moraj faction says it will not give up its fight to control the party and will file an appeal. Tony Fraser is in Port of Spain.
In a summary judgment, Justice Alan Mendonca upheld the decision of the Elections and Boundaries Commission to recognize the list of candidates presented to it by political leader Basdeo Pandeo as the list representing the UNC. According to the judge, the Elections Commission had no choice in the matter. He said there is no support in the party's constitution for the view that it's the national executive of the party that has to submit the list of candidates for the UNC. The judge says all the constitution says is that the national executive must select the candidates. Smiling and brimful of confidence, party chairman Wade Marks